End Game First, a leadership strategy for navigating a crisis. By Vice Admiral Mike Lefevre, U.S. Navy retired, and Roderick Jones. Narrated by Greg Littlefield. For the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. For the hardworking entrepreneurs. For the people at Concentric. And for Patty. Introduction. An Admiral in the Himalayas. A crisis strikes on its own time, not yours. Nestled in between contentious countries at the feet of the Himalayas lies the disputed region of Kashmir. On its northeast border, the region is bound by the Uyghur Autonomous Region. On its east sits Tibet. To the south are the Indian states of Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. In the northwest is Afghanistan, and finally, to the west, is Pakistan. All areas of contention in their own right. Since 1972, the Pakistani and Indian-controlled portions have been divided by a line of control. The roughly 222,000 square kilometers comprise towering mountains, sinking valleys, and near-impassable terrain. With powerful countries each claiming ownership, the residents of the region grew accustomed to shifting loyalties and control. On October 8, 2005, a different kind of shift would bring the region into chaos. Deep beneath the cities and villages, far below the beautiful hillsides and gorgeous Himalayas, two massive tectonic plates shifted. The Eurasian and Indian plates pressed tighter and tighter together, building up a potential energy more powerful than a nuclear bomb. With nowhere to go, one plate had to give in. At 8:50 a.m. local time, roughly 100 kilometers north of the capital city of Islamabad, the plates shifted and the energy released. The earthquake, measuring 7.6 magnitude on the Richter scale, struck without warning. The ground at the epicenter snapped, releasing a rippling wave of energy that literally shifted the landscape as the earth above the subducted plate rushed to find its new place in the world. At the time, most buildings in the Kashmir region were simply made without many of the reinforcements and safety features added to the earthquake-prone Los Angeles or Tokyo. Houses crumbled under the intense vibration, collapsing into ruin as the hills they were built upon liquefied and ran down toward the valleys. The quake lasted seconds, but the disaster had only just begun. Thousands of kilometers away, sailing toward the Persian Gulf, the commander of ESG-1, Expeditionary Strike Group 1, sailed aboard the USS Tarawa. The 39,000-ton amphibious assault craft led a strike group of six ships, one submarine, and 5,500 deployed sailors and Marines. The Eagle of the Sea had left San Diego months earlier, but now closed in on its primary objective, the Central Command Area of Operations. As the crew ended breakfast and began preparations for passing the Iranian border, the news trickled in. Rear Admiral Mike Lefevre, a veteran of the United States Navy, was handed a small packet of information containing the news of the day. He saw the highlighted bullet, earthquake in Kashmir region, 7.6, high casualty rate expected. He made a quick note of the information, but his focus was the mission. The ESG needed to deliver Marines into Iraq to support their first-ever election. For some of the strike group to patrol the area for signs of piracy off the eastern coast of Africa, and for others to protect the safety and security of Iraqi oil pumping and distribution. Just days earlier, he had been completing an international training exercise called Bright Star. The exercise enabled multinational ground forces to acquaint one another with tactics and equipment to improve international military cooperation for the region, while at the same time, maritime forces practiced to protect the sea lanes and secure the safety of international waters. Mike had watched some of the amphibious exercises.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?